Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio Sports speaking one last time to Max McDaniel in his high school career, a member of the Festus Tigers track and field team, and a member of the Dream Team. First time for track and field, although he is a three-time cross-country Dream Team athlete and three-time runner of the year. Well, he got that in track and field this year as well, as after he finished as state champion in the 1600 and 3200 meter run, and then helped anchor the 4x800 meter relay team for Festus that was also state champion. So Max, let's start there. What a Saturday for you and the Festus Tigers during the class meet about a month ago.
It really wasn't what we were expecting to happen. Typically track meets 2 days long, and it being one day, that's pretty nerve-wracking, having three distance races to do in one Saturday afternoon. So really wasn't quite what we were expecting, but we just made the most of it. And that's all you can really do, is just make the most of every opportunity that you've got. And I feel like it really worked out for us. Three state champion titles is way more than that's so much more than I could ever expect to happen to me. But like I said, like our coach knows what he's doing, and it's everything just worked out according to plan.
Yeah, and the story for those that aren't familiar, Jefferson City hosting the state track meets experienced a tornado, and they had to move locations. The class 3, 4, and 5 had to move locations, and then they had to condense, as you said, the track and field events to just one day. Just give us a little bit more perspective as to, just sort of what you as an athlete, kind of had to go through with that experience there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's typically in the past, having 2 days to do everything and to get prepared mentally and to rest with, in between races and whatnot, we weren't thinking about that it was going to be this much different whenever we were racing three events, but at districts and sectionals and whatnot. And, as hard as it was, but, I never would I have thought that I would have the opportunity to do all three of these in one day. I wouldn't have had to do it any other way. It's just really neat because of how well it worked out for us and our team, and just how well everything is put together by our coaches to have us ready at the right time, and all the hard workouts and the tough things that we had to do to get ready for this. It all worked out really according to plan.
Yeah, it certainly did. Max, hopefully this is not asking too much of you, but again, state champion in the 1600 and 3200 meter runs, and then anchored the 4x800 meter relay team to a state championship as well. Could you kind of take us through maybe the last few moments of each of those races and kind of that moment that you realized, hey, I'm about to be a state champion?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it is just... like I said, I had no idea that it was going to be, that hot and that difficult. So, and I wasn't expecting even on the 2 day meet to have, come away with those type of titles and whatnot. So, crossing the line for the 4x8 was probably one of the most memorable experiences of my life. We Festus has never had a state champion 4x8 team, and to break 8 minutes in the 4x8 is something that we haven't done in a really long time. And, four or five years at least, it's just, that's pretty crazy to me to think about that our team was able to do that. And coming across the finish line, it was such a neat experience. And in the 16, the second race of the day, it was pretty insane because the race did not play out at all how I expected. I thought it was going to be a lot faster, but with the heat beating down, there's no way, that, class 4 was going to be that insanely fast. And so it kind of worked out to where I could use my kick in the end and, not have a gap to make up. So I think that was a really big help on me being able to, walk away state champion in that. And the 3200, same type of deal. It was just like, it was so hot. And, they had water out the whole time. You're splashing water on yourself. You splashing other people too, but it was just so hot. And then coming away with a victory in that was just it was something that I'm gonna cherish for a lifetime. It was really, really neat.
Max, you crossed the finish line as state champion quite a bit, and you got your first state championship in cross country this past fall. And I know we had a conversation about that because you were runner of the year in cross country, and your freshman and sophomore year you finished fourth at state in cross country. Then your junior year you finished second, and you finally got first. And then you go into the track and field season, and you, like you said, you had three races all in one day, and you're still a state champion. Honestly, it really is hard for, I think, even for Coach Partney and definitely myself and a lot of the people around here, it really is hard for us to grasp the idea that you could necessarily, you know, accomplish all these things with just the talent, the massive talent that is in the state of Missouri. Just give me kind of your thoughts on just trying to put it all into words.
Yeah. I'm sorry about the background noise right now. I'm at a sanctuary right now, but oh my gosh. So, I mean, it's so incredible for me because I never would have thought in my life that I would come away with this type of, all these state titles and whatnot. I never would have thought at the end of the day that something like this would happen. But I mean, I've trusted in my coaches and I've trusted in, you know, my teammates in the process. And I think that's all you can really do. I mean, you start thinking about more than that. I've done it multiple times. I thought about more than that, and it hadn't gone to plan. I mean, like one of my coaches said, you just got to stop thinking and start running. And I think that's something that I've kind of mastered pretty well by the end of this. It's just, you know, it's going to hurt and you know it's going to suck, but in the end, it's all going to be worth it. And so, I mean, every time I step on the line, that's just my attitude. I'm just going to give everything I got, and that's all I can do.
Now, which wise coach uttered those wise words?
All of them.
All of them, yeah. I figure they all have one mind, essentially. Bryant Wright, of course, your cross-country coach, and Chris Partney, your boys track and field coach. And that's the thing. Like, I mean, I was struggling to even ask you that question about how you put this all into words because it's just an incredible feat for you to be able to accomplish. And obviously it's an individual award, a lot of these things, except for the relay championship. But it really does take a team effort to get what you guys got. And just, maybe share with us a conversation that you've had with your teammates, you know, after winning the state championships, and just sort of how you all took that in.
Yeah, when we got done, we were all just hugging and laughing, you know. I mean, obviously, it hurt so bad, but in the end, it was also worth it. And it was something that none of us would have thought, you know, we could win a state championship. And our coaches, you know, they said in the beginning of the season, like, this is what you're going to do. You're going to win 4x8. And that's, I mean, we didn't expect this to happen. And so just having it happen for the first time in Festus history, it was just so absolutely incredible. You know, just us all talking in the end and just laughing and having such a good time. We put Dominic Kaiser in. We didn't know how he was going to do, but he really showed up for us, and that was something that I'm very, very thankful to have happened. He just goes out and runs his fastest time in an 800, which, you know, he hasn't really been that great in the 4x8 for us. I mean, I'm not going to lie. But he came out to whenever it counted, and I mean, that's all I can really ask out of anybody. But it's so great, you know, all the conversations that we had too is just really cheerful and happy about it all.
And who, if you don't mind, who were the other two guys part of that state championship relay team?
We had Jonah Krieg and Simon Ogle and Dominic Kaiser and myself on the 4x8 team.
Well, you guys certainly did, as you mentioned, a great thing, because first time Fest has ever had a 4x800-meter relay state championship team. So, all right, Max, as this is your last official interview as a high school athlete, if you wouldn't mind, just share with us your final thoughts on the impact that Festus and everyone involved in that community has had on your life.
Yeah. You know, my entire life has, you know, up to this point, has just been being a Festus Tiger and being prideful of that. And, you know, everyone that's helped me along the way, our coaches, my family, my friends' family, you know, my friends and whatnot. I mean, they've all been there for me, and they've all been there for everybody on our team. It's no different from they don't care about me any more than they care about anybody else. I mean, that's how I like it, and that's how I'm sure everybody likes it. I mean, we're a pack and we're a group, and we do everything together. And just because I might accomplish more doesn't mean that I'm any different from anybody else. And I mean, I think that's just what people have to realize, is that they're not really any different from the next person sitting next to them. It's just, you know, how much harder do you want to work? And, you know, if you want to contemplate on things that you have to do and think about it, and then, you know, go out and make goals and accomplish them. I think that's really the only difference. And, I mean, when I say anybody can do it, I mean, that's completely true. Like, literally anybody can go and be a state champion if they work hard enough for it. I mean, we see people like Alec Whitener guy on our team who couldn't even finish like a half-mile run, like however many years ago it was, like maybe 4 or 5 years ago, but he's worked himself up to be a contender at the state meet and you know, beat me a couple times and whatnot in races. And, like, that's something crazy, and just goes to show, like, it doesn't matter who you are. If you want to go out and you want to do it, then you can do it.
Awesome deal, Max. Good luck at Bradley. Thanks for all of your conversations. Congratulations on being a Dream Team Runner of the Year in track and field. And just best of luck to you moving forward. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right, that is Max McDaniel of Festus Track and Field, Dream Team Athlete Runner of the Year in his senior campaign, heading off to Bradley University and done with the high school thing, as he joins us here today on Regional Radio.